So have you caught the wind of the Spirit this morning in everything that we've been doing? Because everything has been worship, you know. Everything. And God wants you and I to walk in his blessings daily. Do you walk in his blessings daily? Yeah? Good. Well, if you turn to Jeremiah 17, we're just going to read a few verses here. Because I want us to know if you and I include myself in this, are we kingdom dwellers? Are we kingdom livers? Are we obedient to the kingdom? If you turn to Jeremiah 17, please, verse 7. Jeremiah is known as the weeping prophet, and a lot of it is prophecy to Israel and Judah on the way they had gone after other idols and things. But right in the middle of chapter 17, if you can't find it, I can hear a lot of rustling of paper, you know, it's after Isaiah. Mm-hmm. Verse 7. Right in the middle of this chapter, you read a sentence that starts with "but." What have I said about the word "but" before? Beware, there's an underlying truth coming. So what is this truth that God wants you and I to hear this morning? Blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in him. Would you say you trust him totally? Your confidence is totally in him? Oh, I'm sure we'd all say yes, but would we all of the time? They will be like a tree planted by the water that sends its roots out by the stream. It does not fear when heat comes, its leaves are always green, and it has no worries in a year of drought and never fails to bear fruit. Let's just look at that for a second. Be like a tree planted by the water that sends out its roots by the stream. Are you and I like that? Water, water. You put a plant or a tree by water, it will thrive. Its roots go down into it. The water of the Word of God, the Word of God, that's what you and I need to be feeding on. And the Holy Spirit. Would you say you and I are like that all of the time? So we trust in the Lord all of the time and our confidence is in him all of the time? Do we fear when heat comes, when trials and tribulations come? You think when we've had a drought like we've recently had, and you see the leaves going brown on the trees early, they're shedding their leaves early because they want to survive. What about you and I? Can we survive when the trying times come, when the pressure's on, when the heat is on in our lives? Can you and I survive? Are we feeding on the Word of God and flowing in the power of the Holy Spirit? Are we totally still trusting and our confidence in the Lord? So, what about then? About the fears and the worries. Fear, if you remember, I've always said, is false evidence appearing real. And boy, does it appear real when it's right in front of your eyes. Who knows that? Yes, we all do. We all do. But how are we going to cope with it? Are we going to go through it like treacle? Or are we going to go over it by the Word and the Spirit? Unless we've got the Word in us, we're not going to go through it. And unless we allow the Holy Spirit to flow through us. So, no worries in a year of drought. That means that you haven't sufficient. If we're tithers and givers and we're living by kingdom principles, kingdom ways, we will have no concerns in a year of drought. Our God will supply all of our needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. Do you believe it?
Yes.
Yes. Do we trust and put our total confidence in God? Do you know, we've just broken bread today when we remember all that Jesus has done for us. And so many people have spoken during the morning of Jesus and what he did. He hung on that cross at Calvary. He broke open the gates of hell. He bought back salvation for you and I, that we can go freely into the presence of God. The curtain in the temple was torn into from top to bottom. It wasn't a physical man tearing. It was top to bottom. This curtain was mega, mega thick, mega wide. Jesus broke through the gates of hell and bought back freedom for you and I to enter Father's presence day by day, moment by moment. He gave his blood that you and I might be saved and redeemed and set free and healed and restored. Do we believe it? Yeah, well, a few of you are now saying yes. What about the rest? Because God wants you and I to realize Jesus was the perfect, spotless Lamb of God. There was no more need for sacrifice. He did it for you. He did it for me. We all sin and come short of the glory of God. Jesus fully paid the price that Father God required. Fully. For our salvation. What does salvation mean? You've heard it over and over again. In the Greek, it's a word called sozo, and it means forgiveness of our sins. Healing and health for our bodies. And that is physical. We're not just talking spiritual. And prosperity. And I use the word prosperity because that's exactly what it means. But it doesn't just mean money. That's a part of the pie. You can't buy peace. You can't buy joy. You can't buy health. You can't buy happiness. You can't buy the love of the Lord in your life and my life. And that's full prosperity as well as money. God wants you and I to have money to bless the kingdom. I once remember somebody who said to Terry and I don't need to earn any more money. I have ample for my needs. And Terry and I said, do you not realize if you were more successful in your employment, you could give more to the kingdom? The kingdom needs the monies of this world to reach the nations for Jesus. To reach our neighbors, to reach our friends. What about this Alpha Supper? I've invited people, I've heard nothing yet, nothing. But I'm going to encourage them. What about you? Are you going to encourage? Have you taken invites? Have you given them to anybody yet? Because that's what God wants us to do. He wants us to walk in his blessings day by day and give them away. Don't settle for mediocrity in your life. Don't get complacent. Complacency will stop our spiritual growth and stop our success. Come, catch the wind of the Holy Spirit this morning. Let the Holy Spirit speak into your heart and my heart. Ditch, bin your disappointments, bin your old mindset, bin your old attitudes, and say, today, 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 I am going to live by faith and not by sight. I am going to go to a new level with the Lord. I am going to walk in God's blessings. I am going to count my blessings and not my woes. I was sharing with somebody the other day on the phone that it hit me on a Rick Renner thing that I'd read, and he was saying, we go from glory to glory, the scripture tells us, but too often we're in a mess and we expect to go from mess to glory. God wants us to sort our messes out and they become glories, and we then go to the next glory. Amen? Let's today say we're going to do that. Shall we pray? Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask your Holy Spirit to touch every heart in this room, to touch my heart, that we'll be open to what you're saying this morning. We want to walk in your blessings and not walk in the woes and miseries that come across our paths. And we want to give those blessings away to others because they want to know you and need you. And they don't even realize they want you and need you, but they do. So help us to do this in a loving, kind way, in Jesus' name. Amen. Turn, if you would, to Psalm 103. It's a psalm I'm sure you all know. We're just going to read a few verses. Praise the Lord, O my soul, and all my inmost being, praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgives all of your sins, heals all of your diseases, redeems your life from the pit, crowns you with love and compassion. Don't you want a bit of that? Satisfies your desires with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. I tell you, I hang on to that one. I quote that one a lot. The Lord works righteousness and justice for all the oppressed. All the oppressed. All our brothers and sisters who are going through persecutions. He will work out righteousness and justice for them. Because this world isn't all it's about. This is a world we're passing through. Just slip down to verse 11. For as the high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his love for those who fear him. Do you know the Father's love? Do you really know the Father's love day by day? As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. Catch the wind of the Holy Spirit this morning. Let the Holy Spirit speak into your heart that little bit of scripture I've just read. Let's look at it. If we don't have a thankful heart and a heart that praises, how's God going to inhabit the praises of his people? Good one, don't you think? And too often, we have a little moan. We have a little groan. Who does? I'm not the only one. Come on, own up. You all do. Well, it's true. Why is it we want in church to be something and at home we're something different? Come on, we've got to be the same at home as we are in church. God knows our hearts. He wants to inhabit our praises. Do you know, the enemy cannot stand it when you're thankful. You haven't got to go around the house singing all the time, but you can go around and in your heart you can be saying, thank you, Lord. Thank you, I've got a roof over my head. Thank you for this. Thank you for that. Thank you for the other. Start to walk in the blessings. Start to count your blessings. Turn the tap on. Say, thank you, I've got water. Many in the world haven't. Thank you when you go to the loo, you've got a flush that works. Hallelujah. Many haven't. They've got a bucket or a hole in the ground. Thank the Lord. Be thankful. Devil can't stand it when you start to be thankful. I tell you, he roams around like a roaring lion looking for someone he can devour. If we're all doom and gloom, we're easy prey, aren't we? Come on, let's not be easy prey. Let's keep the shield of faith up. Walk in the blessings. I think as we look at those first two verses there, we've got to stop going over old history. And I wrote down a scripture here, because it's a scripture I use a lot. Isaiah 43, verse 18. Forget the former things, do not dwell on the past. See, I'm doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do not perceive it. Well, I'm saying to all everybody in this auditorium today, do you not perceive God's doing a new thing in your life today? Have we all got our ears open to listen and hear what God is saying to us today? We heard on that DVD, the world needs love. The world needs the love of the Lord Jesus Christ. We all need the love of the Father. And the only way to the Father is through Jesus. Let's think bigger. I said earlier, ditch the wrong attitudes, the wrong mindsets, what we always thought was right because we've always done it that way. Let's today, Isaiah 54 verse 2, enlarge the place of your tent. Stretch your tent curtains wide. Do not hold back. Lengthen your cords and strengthen your stakes. That's a scripture the Lord has given to Terry and I many, many times. And he's given it to this fellowship. And he's given it this fellowship. Look around. Look around. Who's God going to use to bring the kingdom in? He's going to use you. He's going to use me. It's our friends. It's our neighbors. It's our work colleagues. It's the person down the supermarket. It's the person at the school gate. And then we get down to verses 3 to 6. Well, we can accept God forgives all our sins. What about healing all our diseases? Thank God for Christian doctors and consultants. Where would we be without them? Amen? But we have a physician, Father God, who says that he shouldn't put it there if he didn't mean it. He heals all our dis, eases. I'm healed by the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony. What about you? I'm not going to look at physical things with physical eyes. I'm going to look at them with spiritual eyes. And I'm going to walk in the blessings of the Lord. If it doesn't manifest, Will I get bent out of shape? No. Keep on keeping on, keep on keeping on, and thank the Lord for Christian doctors and Christian consultants. Amen? Let's believe the word. Let's trust the word. Those scriptures I first read in Jeremiah, it's an underlying truth. Trust the word. Believe God. Believe him. Be honest with yourself. Do you really believe those blessings, all of them, we read in Psalm 103? They're for every born-again, spirit-filled believer who'll walk in them. Will I walk in them? Will you walk in them all the time, even when the going's tough? Trouble is, we can let the power of these blessings and promises just be eroded out of our lives, just disappear out of our lives by an onslaught of the enemy. Who'd agree there? Yes? Lots of you. Well done. But you see, Psalm 145 verse 13 tells us the Lord is faithful to all his promises. Do you know, human beings are not always faithful, but God is. If he says it, he means it. He's faithful to all his promises. And Proverbs 10 verse 6 says, blessings crown the head of the righteous. Well, if we're right with Father God, we're righteous. Amen? That's what Jesus came to buy back for you and me. Let's look for a moment at God's blessings. Just quickly dip into it and allow the Holy Spirit to highlight this in your heart, in my heart. And in Genesis 1, 1 and 2, we learn about the Godhead. Don't have to turn there. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the Old Testament was written in Hebrew. And in Hebrew, the word God was Elohim. E-L-O-H-I-M, which they would have known was plural. God the Father and God the Son. And then in verse 2, you've already heard this today, the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters waiting to create. So in verse 1 and 2 of Genesis, we have the Godhead, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And in Genesis, the blessing of God was on Adam and Eve before the fall of mankind. God had given Adam dominion over the works of his hand. God forbade Adam and Eve to eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Why did he do that? To test their obedience to his word, would you think? Whether they wanted to do things his way or their own way? Well, we know the result, don't we? It was their way. And we got the fall of mankind as a result. In Deuteronomy 28, we read about the blessings and the curses. And I'm sure if you've never read it, read it. The blessings were designed to overcome the curse. And of course, we know mankind needed a savior. And all the way through the Old Testament, reference to Jesus in every book of the Bible, Jesus is coming, Jesus is coming, Jesus is coming. And then in John 1, in the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, but I'm quoting John 1, we read, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And when you look at your Bibles later, you'll see that's a capital W, and it means Jesus. So in the beginning was Jesus, and Jesus was God, and Jesus was with God. Just what we read in Genesis 1. And so if the word is Jesus, because it's there with a capital W, what do you think he's trying to say to you and I, apart from talking about salvation and everything? He is the living word. This is his word. We must dip into his word daily. We must. It's vital. We can't stand against the onslaught of the enemy if we haven't got the word in the sump of our spirit. We need to be able to release its power when we speak. Okay, you don't need to know chapter and verse, but you jolly well need to know it. I need to know, no weapon formed against me shall prosper, because my righteousness is of the Lord. What about you? Do you need to know that scripture? If we're going to walk in the blessings of God, we do need to. Do you know, Rick Renner says, and I wrote this down and I'm going to read it, and I think it's something that really hits us. The fact is, ignoring daily reading of your Bible will affect your ability to be spiritually productive and eventually make you spiritually infertile. That hit me. we all have not time sometimes, and that's fine. But we're talking on a regular basis. You need to get into your Bible. I'll read that again. What he says. These are not my words. These are his. He's a great Bible exponent. The fact is, ignoring the daily reading of your Bible will affect your ability to be spiritually productive and eventually make you spiritually infertile. Wow, that hit me. And I pray it hits all of us. Get your Bible on your phone, on your iPad, on your computer, whatever. If whatever's easiest for you, or take a pocket one in your pocket, whatever, but dip into it. In the Gospels, we learn of the good news of Jesus who came into the world, the new covenant, the new way. And when you get home, look in your Bibles. We won't have time to do it now, but Hebrews 9, 11 to 15, if you're taking notes. And you can read all about the new covenant, because it explains about the new covenant. It tells us about Christ is the mediator of the new covenant. It's Christ. And in the Gospels, Jesus is referred to as the only begotten Son. And in the epistles, that's the letters, Jesus is referred to as the firstborn. And you can read that in Colossians 1, 15. And I think I'll just dip there now. Colossians 1, New Testament. Colossians 1, 15 to 18. The Son, Jesus, is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For in him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, all things have been created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning and the firstborn from among the dead, so that in everything he might have the supremacy. Wow. You could read on and you could read on. If there's a firstborn, though, there's got to be a secondborn. Had you ever thought about that? In John 3, 1, you don't have to go there. We have a scripture. See what great love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God. And that is what we are. That's a powerful scripture. There's another reference to being children of God in the Gospel of John 1, 12 to 13. And then in Romans 8, 17, we read, you and I are co-heirs with Christ. Are you starting to get the power of what Jesus has done for you? You're a child of God. He was the firstborn. You are the second. You're a co-heir with Christ. As born-again, spirit-filled believers, we can walk in the blessings and the promises of God. We can allow the power of God in us to flow through us and out to others. Are you seeing it? Are you understanding it? I've only got a few moments to try and get this in our hearts, even more so that we really grasp the love of the Father that he's placed in us for other people. If we can flow in those blessings, do you know, people are going to come flocking to God. They don't want a Christian who's miserable. They don't want a Christian who's absolutely out of their mind with anxieties and worries and fears. They want to know somebody who's radiating the fruit of the Spirit, the love, the joy, the peace, the patience, the kindness, the gentleness, the faithfulness, and the self-control of Christ. Is that me? Is that you? We need to really look at ourselves. Just slip back to Galatians for a few moments. Galatians 3, verse 13. And while you're getting there, I mean, Galatians 3, even verse 1 of Galatians 3, when Paul is talking to them, he says, you foolish Galatians, who's bewitched you? And I would say to all of us, how come we settle sometimes for mediocrity and we get complacent when we've got this wonderful gospel of Jesus Christ and we can walk in the power of his blessings? Galatians 3, 5 to 9. Where am I? So again I ask, does God give you his spirit and work miracles among you by the works of the law, or by you believing what you heard? So also Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness. Understand this then, that those who have faith are children of Abraham. Scripture foresaw that God would justify the Gentiles, that's you and I, by faith, and announce the gospel in advance to Abraham. All nations will be blessed through you. So those who rely on faith are blessed along with Abraham, the man of faith. And we say many, many times, we are grafted in to the chosen race, the Jewish people. We have not taken their place. And if you slip down now to verse 13, Christ redeemed us, you and me, from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who is hung on a pole. He redeemed us in order that the blessing given to Abraham might come to the Gentiles, you and me, through Christ Jesus, so that by faith we might receive the promise of the Spirit. Are you letting the wind of the Spirit touch your heart and your spirit this morning? Just flip over to verse 26. Oh, look, another reference about being children of God. So in Christ Jesus, you are all children of God through faith. For all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ. Therefore there is neither Jew nor Gentile, neither slave nor free, nor is there male or female, for you are all one in Christ. If you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Can you see that the promises and the blessings of God are for you, and you, and you, and you, and every one of us who love the Lord Jesus Christ and are filled with the Spirit of God? Let's reach forward this morning like an arrow, leaving the bow. The shaft is going straight to its destination. What goal are you reaching for? What is it God's placed in your heart that you're reaching for? Let your arrow of faith go there and allow the blessings of God to take you there. You can only do it by the Word and the Spirit on tram lines together. All Spirit, you'll blow up. All Word, you'll become boring and dull because you haven't got the power. You need the Word and the Spirit to flow in the blessings of God. And that's what God is trying to get through to us this morning. 2 Corinthians 1:20 tells us all God's promises are yes and amen in Christ. Luke 10:19 says, Jesus has given you power and authority to trample on snakes and scorpions, to overcome the power and the enemy. Nothing will harm you. Do we believe it?
Yes.
Thankfully, we haven't got any snakes and scorpions to trample on. All right? Not in this country much. But what he's trying to say to us there is all the horrible, evil things we do not have to receive. We can, through his blessings and his promises and his word and the power of the Spirit, reach the destination God wants for us. Do you know, we're in end times. You heard, Brian say that this morning. We don't know how long before Christ comes again. This is the only generation I've got anyway. And it's the only generation all you have got. We want to bring the kingdom in. I don't want men, women, and youngsters going to hell because I haven't opened my mouth. What about you? What about you? We need to walk in those blessings. We see people healed. We see people restored. We see people born again. But we want those people to be discipled, moving on with God, loving the Lord, wanting their friends, their family, to come to know the love of the Lord Jesus. God wants you and I today to really take on board his promises, as we read Jeremiah 17 and Psalm 103, predominantly verses 1 to 6. They're for you. They're for me. And he wants us to walk in them, because the disciples changed the world for Jesus. Those few people changed the world by the power of the Holy Spirit and the Word of God. We've got it in writing. They didn't have it in writing. They only had the Old Testament. We've got it in writing. God wants you and I to be kingdom builders, walking in the blessings, walking in the power of the Holy Spirit. Catch the wind of the Holy Spirit this morning. If you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ, I'm going to ask you, as the band come up, please, I'm going to ask you to come forward. I'm going to ask you to come forward. We'd love to pray with you to receive Jesus Christ into your heart. If you're not sure if you've ever been born again, and believe you me, I wasn't for years, then come forward and just say a simple prayer with us. If you're not sure, you're filled with the power of the Holy Spirit, come forward. If you want to catch the wind of the Spirit this morning, come forward. If you want to walk in those blessings in a greater way that we read right at the beginning, come forward. If you want your roots going down so deep that you don't faint in times of difficulty, you come forward. If you want help with getting your life in order in any way, come forward. Come forward. People would love to pray with you. We'd love to pray with you. We all need a touch from God. Would you agree? We all need to catch the wind of the Spirit today. Would you agree? Well, then let's come forward and let's just worship the Lord, because he inhabits the praises of his people. Claire, have you got something we could sing that would really set us on fire for Christ? Please. Sorry, no pressure.